Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. We've been discussing the Isser for a Nazir to cut his hair during his Nazirus, but we also know that a Nazir must cut his hair when he brings his Karbanos to conclude his Nazirus. This is called the Taglachas Tahara, and we will discuss that in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, discusses Taglachas HaTumah, when the Nazir must cut his hair as part of his Tahara process if he becomes a Tamei Meis. So the Mishnah asks, Taglachas HaTumah Ketzad, what's the case of Taglachas HaTumah? How does that work? So, obviously, we're talking about somebody who became Tamei Meis, a Nazir became Tamei Meis. Hayamazeh bashlishi ubashvi. He must be sprinkled with mechatas. Mechatas is spring water that has paraduma ashes mixed into it, or dropped into it. And he needs to be sprinkled on the third day and the seventh day after he became tameh. After doing so, later on day seven, after he's been sprinkled, he will go to the mikvah. And then, still on day seven, he will cut his hair. And finally, umevi karbanos avashmini. And on day eight, he's then going to bring karbanos. Karbanos are two birds, a chatas and an ola, and a sheep, which is brought as an asham. So three karbanos. So again, he is to be sprinkled with mechatas on day three and day seven. After that, on day seven, he goes to the mikvah. And after that, he cuts his hair. And then finally, on day eight, he brings his karbanos. So now the question is, v'imgilach bashmini, what if his haircut is delayed? And he doesn't cut his hair until the morning of day eight. So he did everything else, right? He got his parah adama sprinkled on him on day three and on day seven. And after that, he went to the mikvah. And then he ran out of time. It became nighttime before he had a chance to cut his hair. So he's going to cut his hair in the morning of the eighth. So, nevertheless, maybe Karbanos of Bobayom de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, that's fine. He can still bring his Karbanos right afterwards on day eight. So, on day eight, if he didn't cut his hair, he did everything else on day seven, but he didn't cut his hair yet. So, day eight, he'll cut his hair in the morning, and after he's finished cutting his hair, then he'll bring his Karbanos. No problem. And of course, once he brings those Karbanos, he can restart his Nazirus, because we're talking about Karbanos Tumah here. So once he brings those Karbanos, he can start counting his Nazirus Betara again from day one. Rabbi Tarfon turns to Rabbi Kiva and says, How could that be? Armor Rabbi Tarfon. Ma ben zeh l'metzora. Why is this different than the Metzora? We know that in Halacha, that a Metzora, somebody who is becoming Torah from his Tzara'as, he also has a 7-day Tahara process, and his process also ends with a haircut, a full-body haircut, and Karbanos. But we know that the halacha by Metzora is that he cannot bring his Karbanos until the day after his haircut. So if his haircut was delayed to day 8 instead of day 7, then the Karbanos must be delayed until day 9. So, Rabbi Akiva, why should this be different? Why don't we say that it's the same as Metzora? If he cuts his hair on the 8th, then he has to wait to bring his Karbanos on day 9. Right? Why should Nazir Tameh be different? So Amar Lo, Rabbi Kiva responds, no. They appear to be similar, but they are actually quite different. The haircut of the Metzora is an essential part of his Tahara process, and therefore must be completed before his final mikvah on the seventh day. The haircut of the Nazir, on the other hand, is not really part of his Tahara. His Tahara is dependent on counting the days and sprinkling a mechatas on day 3 and day 7. He needs to cut his hair, that's true. He needs to cut his hair in order to restart his Nazirus without hair that became Tomei. But it's not an essential part of the Tahara process. And so he could actually cut his hair after his final mikvah. In fact, that's what we mentioned it. When we mentioned the order, we said that first he's going to go to the mikvah, and then he's going to cut his hair. That obviously wouldn't work for the Metzora, because he can't go to the mikvah until after the haircut, which is part of the process of the Tahara. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says. Zeh Tahara Sutul B'Yamav. The Nazir is Tahar after 7 days. It's nothing to do with the haircut. The haircut is there, and it's an important part of the whole process of restarting the Nazirus, but the Tahara has nothing to do with the haircut. The Mitzora cannot become Tahar until he's already got his haircut. And therefore, the mikveh has to follow it. Right? And so, after the final mikveh, right, both of them, the Nazir, after his final mikveh, which is after day 7, and on day 7, right, after waiting for 7 days, and sprinkling, getting sprinkled the paraduma, and the Mitzora, after 7 days and a full body haircut, then they go to the mikveh, and then they require Har of Shemesh. They have to wait until the sunset after the mikveh, and only then are they able to bring the karbanos. So they obviously don't bring karbanos at night, so we'd have to wait until the morning. So what does that mean for us? Right? Ve'eno mevi karban el imkanayim or of Shemesh. Right? In both cases, they can't bring the karban until after Har of Shemesh, until after they waited for sundown, after the mikvah. So therefore, the Mitzora, who cut his hair on day 8, even if he already did mikvah on day 7, that didn't really help, because the mikvah before the haircut doesn't help a Mitzora. He must now go to the mikvah again after his haircut, right, on day 8. And after the mikvah, he has to wait for Har of Shemesh, and that's going to push his karbanos to day 9. The Nazir doesn't need a new trip to the mikvah after the haircut. He already did his mikvah and Har of Shemesh on day 7, and therefore he can bring his karbanos immediately on day 8.